Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. Don Munson, Shelton Mitchell along with me on the podcast here today, Clemson basketball player. Obviously, the Tigers are deep in the throes of the NIT tournament, second round game coming up against Wichita State in Little John Sunday, 2 o'clock. Tickets available online, clemsontigers.com, $12, general admission seating, can't beat the deal, bring the family. Bring friends as well. Should be a lot of fun on a Sunday at 2. But Shelton, obviously, unfortunately, you're not going to be with us because of the knee situation. And let's just start right there. Obviously, I've been watching you play and kind of around. We knew that the knee has been really bothering. I'm going to guess really the entire year just watching. But a difficult decision, I know, for you to have to face it at this point in time. And especially, you're a senior. You want to finish up with your guys on the floor. Unfortunately, it just doesn't look like it's going to work out that way.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I've been having trouble with my knee probably since like December. It's partially my fault. I wasn't as honest as I should have been how I felt. With how I really felt, and maybe back then, if I was honest, I could have maybe got an MRI sooner and been able to handle it. Now I wouldn't be in this situation. But once I got the MRI after the game versus NC State, and this week they noticed that I needed to get surgery, and basically it was basically right to go in and fix what's wrong right now so I can have a big future.
All right, so when you got the news, just take me through the moment of getting the news, because I know that's not easy for you. You love these guys. You love your teammates.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't easy at all. When I first went to go get the MRI, I remember talking to my mom, like they're asking her 100 questions and basically thinking like there can't be anything wrong. Like there's no way I can possibly need surgery. There can't be anything wrong. And once I got the news, I was kind of just like in shock, and I kind of broke down for a little bit because this isn't the way I wanted to finish my career here, and I definitely didn't want to have to get surgery at a time like now.
All right, so let me just throw the scenario. So as we win against Wichita State, move on to another round, either Indiana or Arkansas, if we make a little bit, are we thinking, all right, is there in the back of your mind, hey, I'm going to brace this thing up and I'm going to try to go, or are you at the point, nope, we're done. I'm finished with my career here at Clemson.
Yeah, that's what it's looking right now. Me and the doctors met again, and I'm getting surgery Thursday.
Okay.
So that's what the decision was, and I guess that's what we have to go with.
With you, brother. With you all the way. All right, let's talk then about your time here at Clemson. It started at Vanderbilt, but even before then, Clemson recruited you to come to school. So even back then when you were making that decision, Vanderbilt or Clemson, go take us through that process as a high school player and trying to make a decision of where to play basketball. And what would you tell a younger Shelton Mitchell back then that maybe you know now?
I think I rushed the gun a little bit. I committed. Part of the reason why I didn't come out of high school is because I went to Wake Forest. I was committed to Wake Forest. Right. I signed my letter of intent there. And once the coaching staff change happened, I wanted to actually come here to an ACC school, but there was some news that some stuff with the NCAA, and I didn't know if I was going to be eligible right away. And this is coming off of my senior year when I missed my whole senior year, also because of meniscus surgery. So at that time, I didn't really know. Like, I was out for the whole year, and I didn't want to come to a place or be in a situation where I think I'm going to be able to play, and then that whole freshman year, the NCAA takes it away from me, and I won't be able to play. So I went to Vanderbilt. When I visited there, I liked the coaching staff. Everything was fine. And then once the year was over, I just figured I wanted to do something different and come back home. And that's when Coach Brownell and Coach Smith started recruiting me. But looking back at my younger self, I'd probably say just not to rush it. Just look at all the options, because you never know what could really happen.
You make that transfer. You have to sit out a year, obviously, so you're sitting there watching it on the bench. And then your career begins. Obviously the culmination of this thing was the run to the Sweet 16 last year, but really the first game of the NCAA tournament for you in last year's run. You come out against New Mexico State, you're a house of fire. 23 points against the Aggies in a huge win for Clemson. Do you go back and how often do you think about last year and the run that this team made?
I think about it all the time. I think basically especially now since I'm getting surgery and I won't be able to play, I think about it all the time, just really how grateful I am to be able to say I went to the Sweet 16. Not a lot of people can say it. Basically, none of my friends can say it. I'm like the only one. So to be able to say I went to the Sweet 16 and be able to say I was contributed to a team that has a banner in the arena, That's huge.
Yeah, it is big from that standpoint. For your career, over 1,200 points scored in a basketball uniform. It's not everybody that puts on a college basketball uniform that scores over 1,000 points, and yet you've been able to manage to do that. You've been a distributor of the basketball as well as a point guard. How do you reflect on those things?
Yeah, like I said, it's huge. I think a lot of the credit also goes to the coaching staff and my teammates. Helping me be in areas where I can be successful, not just with scoring, but passing, finishing plays, stuff like that. I think it really just goes back to all the hard work I've been putting in as a kid, and I think that just really just shows it.
Being a point guard, is there a certain mentality that you feel like that you need to have as a point guard? Because you're going to be the main ball handler. I mean, you're going to handle the ball. You know you're going to do that, but you also have to distribute the ball. But this team also counted on you to score the ball, so there's a lot of pressure being a point guard.
Right. I think the biggest thing with me being a point guard is the stat sheet doesn't matter doesn't show how well you really can play. I mean, as long as your team is getting good shots and maybe you didn't score it or have the assist, but you have an effect on it, I think that shows a lot, and that's not something that shows on the stat sheet. That's something my dad taught me at a young age with being a point guard. It's not really judged off of how many assists or points you have, but it's really just judged off of wins and losses and what type of rhythm your team is in.
All right, for this team right here at the spot that they're in right now as they face a team in Wichita State on Sunday, how do you feel about this basketball team? And I know there was disappointment of not getting into the NCAA tournament. We all understand that, but that's water under the bridge. How do you feel about where these guys are and where their mindset is right now?
I think they're hungry. I mean, a lot of teams, I think, when they don't make the tournament and a goal of theirs doesn't happen, they kind of just throw it in and kind of just forget about it. But none of these guys quit it. I mean, I think you can see it as the first game. Everyone's hungry, still playing with the same type of effort as they were in the first game. We're still taking meetings just as serious. I think we'll be ready to play, definitely.
Kind of the big three, though, you along with Marquise Reed, Elijah Thomas, all three of you come into the program as transfers into the program. Did that almost help you bond in the fact that all of you came kind of from the outside and into this thing?
Definitely. I mean, when we came here, we didn't know what the culture was like. And now being on a team where we're the three guys that transferred were also the three oldest guys and the most experienced players, and being able to show the young guys how we worked and all the things we've really been through, it's huge. I mean, like you said, we all came in together. So I was lucky enough to, when I was going through withdrawals of not being able to play, I was right there with them and being able to work out with them and train with them, all those things helped.
When you look at one of your running mates there in the backcourt, in Marquise, do you kind of marvel at some of the things that he does? Because, you know, you look at him, he said, 6'2" kind of guy, doesn't look all that athletic, but figures out a way just to score the ball. That's what he just scores the ball.
Right. I mean, I've seen it firsthand constantly in workouts. We played one-on-one 1,000 times, and there's been times where I feel like I played great defense and somehow he still makes a shot. But like you said, that's just what he does. I mean, he's the best scorer I've played with. Over 1,500 points, and the things he's able to do, it doesn't really wow me because I've seen it so many times, but that's not really a surprise to me.
Yeah, he's got a chance to get to 2,000. He can have 24, 25 points, I think it is, against Wichita State on Sunday. The other guy, in Elijah, now you want to talk about a transformation for a guy that when he first got here to Clemson and what he is right now are completely different players and people. Elijah has been one of those guys that I'm going to guess right in front of your eyes is kind of you've seen him grown up and just become the player that he is.
Right. I think Eli matured just as much off the court as he did on the court. And I think that the way he matured off the court has helped him on the court. I mean, he's a great leader now. He leads by example with working hard and practicing. He doesn't let his mind wander. And sometimes he used to get in moves. He doesn't really do that anymore. I mean, he's been a great leader. He's been a great player this year with everything he's done with his team, with blocking shots, rebounding, and scoring. I think he's getting everything he deserves right now.
And also defensively, what Elijah can do defensively for this club, obviously being a rim protector, rebounder for him as well from that standpoint. The other guy that I want to talk to you a little bit about is obviously Clyde Trapp. So now Clyde has to kind of step in and kind of assume the role that you were playing, ball handler, distributor. What do you see for this young guy, and where do you see his game going to?
I think the sky's the limit. I mean, he's athletic, he's long, he's learning different ways of how to play point guard in his own way and be effective. His shot has came along tremendously. I think he shot like 40-something percent. And I think him being able to finish this year out and basically play point guard is going to help him a lot and give him a lot of confidence. I remember last year he wasn't as confident, and guys would constantly tell him, hey, be confident, but now it's not, you don't have to tell him that. I mean, he's more vocal now. He's aggressive. He's having a great year.
The way that he closed out the last 5 minutes against Wright State, to me, were as big as anything. I mean, he steps up, hits a big three. He makes some key free throws, makes some key shots coming down. That's what you want a guy at point guard or a guy out there at guard to be able to do. You see his game kind of growing even from game to game?
Definitely. I mean, I saw this in preseason this year. I mean, like I said, his confidence was just growing. He's being more vocal, which also shows that he was more confident. He's not worried about the mistakes anymore. He's just going out there and playing. That's what he needs to do.
Hi, and let's talk a little bit about your head coach as well, Brad Brendel, because Brad's been a guy, I think, that has almost reinvented himself here in the last 2 or 3 years, and that he's changed his basketball philosophy up a little bit. And maybe it's just because of the weapons that he's had to utilize in you and the other guys. But he's become, I think, a little bit more of an offensive-minded guy, a guy that I think that wants to run a little bit more up-tempo than any of us give him credit for. That wasn't always necessarily – he's always going to be a defensive guy. I mean, that's always going to be part of his DNA. But do you think that from an offensive standpoint that you've seen him grow a little bit from that, just to force tempo a little bit more and try to score a few more points?
Yeah, I mean, he's been saying that this whole time since I've been here. Getting downhill when I can, be aggressive and make plays. And I think that just shows how great of a coach he is. I mean, every game he has us set up to do to be successful offensively and defensively. I think just how we scored this year and last year, I mean, we're scoring in the 80s and 70s. Shooting great percentages. I think that's all shows how great of a coach he is, and not just defensively, offensively too.
All right. So from here on out, what's next for you? What's you're going to go through? Like I said, surgery is coming up on Thursday. But what's beyond that? What's the hope? What's the dream that you want to try to live out?
Obviously, play professionally. I mean, I've been through a lot with surgeries and injuries and stuff like that. But play professionally. But before that, I think I need to figure out a way to get healthy after the surgery, just rehabbing and making sure I'm 100% and just taking full advantage of that first.
Have you talked with a guy like Terrell McIntyre? Because there's a lot of money that can be made by not just playing here in the United States, but by going overseas and playing. Now, basketball is a worldwide thing. It's not just a United States thing anymore. So have you talked to Terrell at all about that? Because Terrell certainly went and made a great living for himself overseas.
Right. I mean, I have at times, but that wasn't really our focus this season. I mean, now we're talking about how basically just – take it a day at a time, be ready for the surgery, get as strong as I can before the surgery, and after the surgery, do the rehab. But he's talked about it at times, but not too much. He really just wants to focus on the season and whatever happened after season in the future. We'll take care of it then.
Has his addition to this staff been good for you and the players to have a guy that, hey, he's been through all this, been through it all here at Clemson mm-hmm. as well, went on, had success, and has come back and doing what he's doing now?
Right, definitely. I mean, T-Mac is like a great big brother. I mean, a great big brother that some of us never had. I mean, he's constantly in our ear helping us when things are good, when things aren't going our way, just constantly helping us and making sure our head is clear, and that's great.
Have you ever seen film of him? Have you ever seen him as a player?
I have. I know he could score the ball a lot. He was a lefty, too. Even though he was undersized, he could get wherever he wanted on the court. Yeah, I know he's a killer.
Oh, he was a great player. Hey, listen, you've been an absolute pleasure. I mean, you've just been an absolute pleasure to be around at your time here at Clemson. We're glad to have you as part of the Clemson family. Wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, there you go. Shelton Mitchell, our guest here on the podcast. Don't forget Sunday, 2 o'clock here in the building, Wichita State coming into town. Tickets are available. You can order them on ClemsonTigers.com. $12 general admission. Hope that you will come on, pack out the joint, root the Tigers on to what would be the third round of the NIT. And we'll face, we get by Wichita State, we'll face the winner of Arkansas and Indiana. For Shelton Mitchell, I'm Don Munson. Hey, thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.